Hello again, Audio Boo. We are still here. We've been here just over an hour and a half now, and I'm doing this to pass a bit of time because it's becoming rather tedious, even though I haven't got much battery life left. I'm going to get a charger thing so that I can charge my phone on the go, because when you do Audio Boo, especially if you upload them when you're out, it takes so much of the battery. Apparently we've got to wait another 10 to 15 minutes, so we will see. I'll be back to let you know. Well, we're still here. It's now 5 to 4, so they said 10 to 15 minutes. It's now been just over 20, and there's no sign of anybody. I am getting really peed off, because another about 8 minutes and it'll be 2 hours we've sat here. I think Obi's asleep. He fell asleep at the table. I wish I could, but unfortunately I can't. My battery's dying by the second, so I'll keep saving this every time, because otherwise if it dies when I'm in the middle of it, not that there's much to report, not that it's anything of interest, but you know, when you take the time to record it, then you want to publish it. Anyway, if I can wake him up, I'll see if we can go up to the desk again. I'll be back and on. Oops. Someone else is getting as fed up as me by the sound of it. They stop now as a little baby crying. Oh, come on now, this isn't funny. Darling, you going to go and see where it's got to? Because it's been another 25 minutes now, and they said 15. They're taking the piss. What with having to wait so long this morning as well, and then being late? I'm really fed up with them today. I can't wait till the time when I can come back up on the train again, like I used to till the beginning of this year. And it was much easier, really, and much quicker. Oh, we've been called. It's been 2 hours now. Off we go. What, shall I take those water bottles, darling? Have you got everything? Have you got our coats? Okay.
Right. McNeil?
Yeah.
Right, superb. Hickson? Superb. And Charles.
Come, David. A load of this. How many of us are there?
Oh no, yeah, I pronounced it wrong.
Darling, we're in the way. Sorry.
That's when we stand next to each other. Right, we all
alright?
Yeah. Everyone
alright
walking?
Yeah. We're all marching outside. It's quite breezy. Have you got your iPad, darling?
Yeah.
That'd be the first thing you pick up. Just going down the steps.
Can we get to step out?
Step?
Yeah, so she can step in. It's quite high.
Talk to me.
Are you talking to me about the step, or are you talking to her?
No, she needs a step to get in.
I'm not there.
No, I never said she was. But I thought he was a carer, that's all.
No, he's my husband.
Oh, I do apologise. So it's even better. You should know.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you want a step to get in?
Let's have a look.
It's quite high.
I'll probably be okay.
Watch out there. It's actually quite hard at first.
I think I can manage
that's
it.
That's a chair. The step is right by your knee.
I've
that's
got
the
it, step yeah. There, yeah. Yeah.
Right, what trailer
did
you go in there?
Easy, easy. It was really easy.
Are you sitting in the middle?
Yeah, I'm sitting in the middle.
Yeah. I think one of them is. If you sit next to your wife.
Come on.
Your seatbelt. This is your seatbelt here, right? Okay. So what you do, when you put it around, it will fold back in.
We'd be last, I expect. Yeah. We usually are.
So, if I put you there because you're off first.
Yeah.
You're off second now, but I want them two together, so that's good. Alright, let me know. I'll give you a little push if you want. It's quite high.
Oh!
No, let me get the step out.
What?
She's trying to pound off.
Oh, that was painful.
Oh dear. Hope we haven't done any permanent damage. So everyone, we're about to be on our way. Yeah, it's next to me, look, there. I've got my seatbelt on, have you?
Thank you.
Where did you put all the stuff?
That better, isn't it?
Yeah, thank you.
We just put the bag down by your feet.
That's it. Wonderful.
I'll give you this to put right around.
Me, my carer, Divi.
It's quite tight. It'll be right underneath your bum, it will be. It's right underneath on this one, all right?
You're sitting on my socket.
I told you it was tight.
I think. Yeah.
That's it. I let it go in. All right?
Yeah. Thank you.
Right, where's my coat?
It's next to me. I put on the ground on my jacket.
That's all right, just if I get cold, it's quite cold in here, isn't it? But
you want it?
No, yeah. I just want to put it around my arms. I don't want to put it on. If it's a lot of trouble for you to get it, then don't want it. Then just leave it. Oh, thanks. I just want to put it over me, because I'm a little bit cold now. I was too hot on the way. Now I'm cold. Oh. You're going to go back to sleep now. Oh, you're on your iPad.
Right, let's go. I'm getting back here for six from someone else. I'm going to be honest.
Off we go.
Yeah, they say what time are you going to finish, can't
you? I should have finished at 2:00.
Really?
But they're that busy.
Yeah.
That some of us ain't got a choice.
Get on, he says. Get on, Mr. Wonderful.
Oh, John.
Yeah.
It's a nightmare. That's be true. Yeah.
His name's Wonderling.
Wonderling, yeah, but he's a nightmare.
I always call him Mr. Wonderful.
He's an absolute nightmare. He's all right some days. Some days he can be really good, but when he's stressed out.
Yeah.
It's so funny watching him, it really is.
Yeah.
We are on our way
home. I don't know what the traffic's going to be like.
Well, we're home now. It is just after 6:00. We got in about half an hour ago, about 25 to 6. So it took an hour and a half to get home. The traffic was quite bad in places, and I've come home feeling quite sick because I tend to feel like that when I travel in cars, especially when we get stuck with a load of fumes and stuff. So Rona's made me a cup of tea, and I'm just chilling out for a little while before I have to go and feed the animals and sort out what the kids are having for dinner and all that lovely stuff. But it's quite tiring, even if you're just sitting around waiting or driving home in the car. And now, you know, we've got to do it all over again tomorrow. I hope that we're not going to be there as long this time. And they seem to have a really bad problem with the transport today. Apparently, our driver rang up because he said he was meant to pick someone up in Bromley. He was meant to take us all home, the three of us, and then pick someone up by 6 o'clock and be back up to King's. He said he wasn't going to do that, be able to do that, so he rang them up to say that he was going to be late. Could they tell the patient? Because it was for radiography, I think, so it was something quite serious. Anyway, he got a phone call back saying that that job was cancelled. Probably either that the patient was going to be too late that they wouldn't see them, but hopefully it was that. He said they probably gave it to someone else, like another company or something, that could get them there on time. And she said that 80% of the jobs were late today. I don't know why that was. Let's hope for better things tomorrow, that's all I can say, because, oh, the thought of having to get up and rush around and all that in the morning again is not a pleasant experience, I'll tell you that now. Because we had to do it Friday, we were there from... Well, they picked us up about 7:15 Friday morning. We didn't get home till about 6. Today they picked us up at 10:30 and we didn't get home till 5:30. That wasn't quite as bad, but it's bad enough. I know some of it was our own fault because we went and had something to eat, but, you know... Unfortunately, you can't go and book in for your transport and then go off and get something to eat. If you want to do that, you've got to get something from the cafe, you know, the little sandwich bar, the Costa place, because then you're in the transport lounge, so, as they call it. So, if your name is called, then you're there, but when you go to the other place, you can't book in and then just go off to there, because if your name's called and you're not there, then they're not obliged to wait for you for more than about 10 minutes, and there's no way of anyone letting you know that they're there. So, oh, who's that? I felt my nose then. Oh, it was Tooth. Yeah, so hopefully tomorrow, if we get seen on time, which is 9:45, we might just come straight home and might be home by 1 o'clock, you never know. The claim was made by M56, which describes itself as an apolitical business organisation. Oh, excuse me, everyone. Oh, anyway, I'll upload this now. Sorry to whinge and complain. I don't really like doing whingy complaining boos, but sometimes it has to be done. Okay, bye for now.